The maiden's quest was of nay interest to thee. Her home was half to fend for itself, for thou wert the chosen one, and thine task cometh second to none. Thou descended into the Valley of Drakes, and fought thine way through many a slippery, winged beast. The cliffside proved treacherous, but thou wert sure-footed in thine approach. It didn't take long for thee to reach the forlorn outskirts of New Londo. The city was drowned in water, flooded through the years, and brought to nigh crumbling ruin. There was nary a soul to be found, but the city was crawling with shadowy spectres at every turn. Thou stumbled forth through the detritus and waves of ghastly foes, until at last thou foundeth refuge atop an old cathedral. There waited a red-cloaked figure. He was called Ingwood, and he provided thee a key to an old tower over yonder. Thou wert grateful, and hurried to the shabby spire. Once there, thou wert quick to open the sluice gate, and looked on as the water levels fell, revealing centuries-old rusted architecture, never before seen by the likes of thee. With thine path revealed, thou pressed on, deeper and deeper into the ruins below. The gatekeepers of old, the dark wraiths, met thee in full force and battered thee with their sheer skill and numbers. Thou wert lucky to survive the assault and quickly made thy way to the deepest level of the fortress. There, thine journey tooketh thee down a winding staircase and into the abyss below. The abyss revealed itself to thee, and within mere moments, thou wert met by the four kings themselves. Once living, the kings were nay but revenants of their former selves, echoes of bygone warriors who perished long ago. Now, only the remnants of Gwyn's soul gave the tattered husks a semblance of life. Thou wert outmatched and outnumbered, but thine resilience proved unflappable once more. Though the battle raged on for what seemed like hours, thou wert victorious in the end, sending the latent kings to the darkness. And in that moment of solitary triumph, the bequeathed shards of Gwyn's soul appeared before thee. Another lord's soul is in thine grasp, but thou art not done yet. If thou needest still to descend the catacombs in search of grave lord Nito, take thyself to chapter 8. If Seath the Scalus is thy next acquisition, seeketh chapter 12. If lost Isleth eludes thee still, headeth toward chapter 15. And if thou hast acquired all four of the mighty lord souls, returneth to me at once, and I shall giveth thee what thou seeketh most. Go forth to chapter 26.